But that is one old favorite song.
Well, you know, a thing about camp meeting is they're still having a lot of them, and they're even building some new ones up in Georgia. And that makes me feel like maybe they will be coming back.
Well, yes, they have in the old states. Now, Florida is not a new state. It's got all modern things.
That's
it's
right.
Not like Georgia and Alabama and all them old states has already been founded. This is a brand new state.
That's right. People have come into Florida.
Yeah.
And it's they've got a modern, more modern outlook on it.
Yeah. I think they got too much.
Yeah, but you know, I just wonder, they make fun of old-timey stuff, but it looks like people are still going back to it. I know a lot of folks are moving out and trying to get back in these small towns, mm-hmm. you know, and trying to find life that's more meaningful, something to hitch on to, you know.
Yeah, the folks in Ewellsburg, speaking of down back at that time, they thought a whole heap about the love of Jesus.
That's
and
true.
And about the friend. He used to sing a song, that I have one friend, that's a lonely Jesus.
Yeah.
And they used to sing that song. And you figure the thing out right now, the best friend that the human being have is the one they call Jesus.
If they can just see it.
If they just can see it. And they got to be trained to see it. And they got to get instruction from some of the elder people. But the old folks going to look like going to hell, what they going to do?
Look
like that's the very thing now. All the old people are going to the devil, seems like.
Well, this, my children, we were discussing this coming down here. It looked like a lot of people, you know, getting middle-aged now and get crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens to us.
Well, I guess you do get crazy because you get so you don't recognize the savior of the world. You is crazy.
Yeah, when you begin to wonder if there isn't such thing and go on like that, it just gets tough. I pretty come off. But well, let's see now. I asked you about the crops and things down here. The main thing. Oh, what about nuts? Do y'all have peanuts or?
Oh yeah, I got some. You look at any in the hole lately?
No, I don't think I've seen it in a long time.
Yeah, I'll let you look at some. What grows in the hole, you know? Yo, this is peanut country. I'll show you some of these. How they look. Now, I got them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's those kind of. Is this kind that grow down here?
Yeah, they grow down there. That's the last man.
See, that's those regular. Those big kind of peanuts.
Yeah.
Did you all ever used to call them a different name?
No, they've always been peanuts, and I've been here a long time.
Did they ever call them penders or ground nuts?
Never had penders.
Or
goobers? No, they called them peanuts.
And see, now that's funny. In parts of Georgia, they call them penders.
Penders?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a little accurate. Teachers don't got kind of call themselves training children to be proper. Peanuts. They're just penders is a... It's enough to say that penders is
old time.
Better understand it.
Now,
why don't you take them along with you and your children, and take them along with you and get.
I'll be sure. How much are they? I'm gonna pay you for them.
Well, I don't want any to pay for them.
Yeah, I know you don't, I'm
running this store, but I don't have. I get enough attention to live on without. I just do this to keep from being lonesome.
Well, I think you're smart.
Yeah.
And not be a high pressure.
No, I don't little thing. Now, I would keep this stuff around here just for friends to come in. Now, I got some peanuts there, shell. Right there, I'm going to give you a pack of shell peanuts. That's already cooked in shell.
No,
I don't mind it because the Lord bless me and will continue blessing.
Well, I think that's real nice because we love peanuts, I'm telling you. They say our gun, they call our gun the peanut gun. That's what he is.